Good morning and welcome once again to the Church of St. Vincent Ferrer. This is Father Joseph Hagen. And today I'd like to continue again our quotations from saints. This will be the third quotation in a series of 12. And for today's quote, let's turn to one of our recent popes, St. John Paul II. This is a line near the end of a homily he gave at World Youth Day in Toronto, and I did the research. It was on Sunday, July 28th, 2002. It's a very beautiful line. He tells everyone at Mass, "We are not the sum of our weaknesses and failures. We are the sum of the Father's love for us and our real capacity to become the image of His Son." Let me repeat that for you. We are not the sum of our weaknesses and failures. We are the sum of the Father's love for us and our real capacity to become the image of His Son. The first time I heard this was a friend I was with in Ireland, of all places. And when she said this quote, she sort of said it just quickly. It's like, "Oh yeah, I came across this great quote." I like stopped the conversation. I said, "Okay, you gotta repeat that. You gotta repeat that." In a simple, couple words, John Paul just sort of breaks down so many walls and just darkness in our life. At least I'll speak for myself. How easy it is to sort of take our identity and weaknesses and failures, in our sin and our imperfections. And John Paul gets right to us, like, okay, that's part of our story, sure, but that's not who we are. That's not our identity. Our identity is in the Father, in the sum of His love for us, and that His love allows us to become an image of His Son, that the radiance of Christ would shine through us, that His beauty would shine through us, that we would be like monstrances carrying Christ within us for the world to see. And that is who we are. Now, certainly we don't live up to that 100% of the time. Certainly we do have weaknesses, we have failures, and again, take responsibility for them, bring those to confession. But to never for a second fall for the lie that that's who we are, that we're just sinners. No, more fundamental, more foundational, more true, simply put, is that I am a child of the Father and the Father loves me. And His love is my identity. And that's one of the beautiful things about calling God our Father. It's the Father who names us, along with the Mother, certainly. And it's that, it's my identity comes from my parents on the natural level. In the same way, on the supernatural level, and simply just on the level of reality, God as my Father, He has the authority to name me and to say who I am. And when the accuser, when the enemy says things, they may be more or less true. They might all be lies too. But He has no authority to name me. It's the Father's authority. And so today, I hope you have a few moments to simply spend time as a beloved child in the presence of God, your Father. Ask Him, "Who am I to you?" Allow Him to show to you, to reveal to you that you are the sum of His love for you, that He has made you to become a living image, a living revelation of Jesus Christ, His Son. God bless you and have a good day.